a lot of people have been begging us to bring back a lot of these designs, and we can't bring back every design, but we can put them in a mystery box and roll the damn dice.
I kind of like a mystery box. I know that this gives a lot of people anxiety, but I kind of
like. I like a mystery box too.
I don't like, know.
You can wait, like, until it gets there. Because
when you order something and it shows up, that's very exciting, but you know what it is.
Yeah.
Like when something shows up that you ordered and you don't know what it is, I don't know. I think that adds an extra layer of like online shopping, just happiness, pure bliss. The big question is this. In a world of fake Instagram models and fad diets, how do real people achieve their fitness goals? We are an army of hardworking women changing their lives through fitness and health. Wherever you are at on your journey, we have the answers to how to make working out and eating well a part of your life. Join us in changing the dialogue for women everywhere. Welcome to the Thick Thighs Save Lives podcast. Hi, guys, and welcome back to the Thick Thighs Save Lives podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kelsey.
How about my new do? What you think? What you like?
You don't even look like a mushroom.
Tell me how you really feel.
I said you don't look like a mushroom. And I want you to know that, okay, if you haven't listened to the podcast before, sometimes Rachel thinks that her haircut looks like a mushroom when she's getting it done. But turns out other ladies really related to that because they were sitting there in the chairs when they were getting their hair done and like before it was styled and blown out and been like – or after it was blown out into that like curl and been like, oh.
What I said was, I just want to clarify this because I love my hairdresser. What I said was, is that I always want 19 hours worth of hair in a half an hour. And so I always end up at the tail end of my appointment going like, never mind, I don't have time to style it. Let's just go. Let's roll. It's good enough. And I leave there looking like a mushroom because it's like, just the way it's air dried and it's like half blowed out and it's like I didn't get to straighten it and it's all kinds of weird stuff. But no, my hair looks nice. Excuse me.
It does look nice. That's the first thing I said. And did you straighten it?
Yeah, I did because, well, here's the thing. Yeah. I'm like a fairly anxious person anyways. And then you add like going to the salon during a pandemic into that. And it's like, I've been waiting since February to get a haircut. And I have so many grays, but I'm like, I don't care. I'm not sitting long enough for it to get dyed. Cause I'm like, I am freaking out about, you know, exposure and I want to just get in and get out and not be exposed to things. So I finally got up the courage. It taken me like 6 months to get up the courage to go to the salon, but I didn't want to wait for my normal girl because she books like 3 weeks out and she's just really popular and she only had appointments after the 4th of July. And I feel like the 4th of July is going to be a time where people are not going to be following the rules of the pandemic. I think a lot of people are going to be getting together for barbecues and stuff. And I don't want to see people after they've done that because I just feel like it's a risky behavior. So it's like, I got to get in before the 4th. So I'll go to like anybody. I'll just go to whatever girl is. It doesn't matter. It's fine. I'm not even getting my hair colored. I'm just getting a cut. So awkward moment. I'm in the chair with the other girl and my girl comes up. Hi, Rachel, is that you? I'm like, oh, me, this lady in a mask? No, I don't know you. I've never seen you before in my life. Shades down. I felt so bad. And then I'm like having to explain to her in front of the other girl.
Why you weren't with her.
Like, see, I just had to take this girl because I had to get in here before the 4th. And then I'm like, oh, I just made the other girl feel bad. I'm like, but she's great too, but like really like you, but like also this is so awkward. It's like being out with your new man. No, it's not like that because you feel proud when you're with your new man, you see your old man. You're like, oh, look at me. No, this isn't like that. This is like, I felt very guilty and strange.
Yep.
And I just want to say, Katie, I love you. You're a wonderful hairdresser. You never make me look like a mushroom. It's always my own fault. It's always my
own fault. Well, I think your hair looks absolutely lovely, and you don't look like a mushroom. And I'm so glad you straightened it. It looks so nice.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I straightened my hair the other day before the live in our Facebook group.
I saw it. It looked so cute.
One of the first comments was like, oh my God, what did you do to your hair? And I was like, I washed it.
It was a big day. I washed it.
No, didn't get it done. Just wash this beast and strained it. You know how long that takes.
Oh my God. In the summer, it's just like, okay, you get out of the shower and then you immediately crank the air conditioning to like 40 degrees and you're like, okay, let's do this. Because if you even start, you get so sweaty that it just starts curling immediately and you're like, why did I even? I don't.
You know, Mom did her hair the other day, and then she called me. She was like, I got to sit inside until Rachel gets here at 2 o'clock because it's too humid out. I did my hair. So now I'm sitting here on the couch waiting for someone to come see me
for hours. I can't mess up this too. It's hard. It's hard in the summer. It's a humid place, Massachusetts. So I feel that with our new beautiful looks, well, you're less a little. You don't seem like you washed your hair today, but
no, well, okay. I like the other day. Well, recently.
Within the past week. So while we're both so beautiful, we wanted to share with our community today a really, really important milestone for us as women and leaders in a startup business. And it's a really exciting thing for us because it's our birthday. CVG is turning 7 years old this July 15th. And I just want to say I could not be more proud. I know that a lot of like people who have started their own business probably know this. And if you don't, it's the average like life of a business is less than 7 years. So the fact that we've like sort of made it to that like 7 year mark, which is sort of a big marker. And not only that, but that we are, you know, moving into a bigger building and adding more people to the team and just like doing some things that we just never even thought we could grow the business to a place to be able to do. It's really humbling, exciting, and I think it's worth celebrating.
It is worth celebrating. It's our party. It's a party. We're 7 years old. And we couldn't – we sat down and we were like, okay, this is a big one. Now, we've obviously had birthdays in the past but have not publicly celebrated them. Just like little small get-togethers of like, hey, we are still here. We made it another year. But this being our seventh, we sat down and we were like, okay, so what are we going to do? And we would really like to – include our amazing community in our celebration because they are just incredibly important to us. I think that, you know, just looking around, and I never compare us to like other businesses, but like our community for us is extremely important to us. Like we talk to our community in our podcast every single week. We release free workouts to our community every single week, along with giveaways. Like our community is obviously really, really important to us. And we, you know, bring them together and just want to help our women achieve their goals. And they're just amazing. And they are always there backing us up. So we were like, they have to be at our birthday party. It's like not having your best friends at your birthday party.
That's what I felt like this year. It felt like if we were just to celebrate, you know, as a company, it felt like all of our best friends weren't invited to our birthday party. And that would be a very COVID birthday party, I guess. That would be pretty far over the course. But you know what? We just said like, it wouldn't be a party without our girls. And so we wanted to sort of tell everyone, first of all, that it's our birthday. We've never even shared with our community like how old we were or anything. And we're starting to get crow's feet. That's how old we are. We need a little ball talk. But for our birthday celebration, we wanted to try to think of some really cool and special and unique things that we could do to show our community like just how much they mean to us, how much we appreciate their support over the past 7 years. So we have – this is probably the most things we've ever put into one collection. Yeah. Like I think like – for one day, I think this is even bigger than like last year's Black Friday. We have more new stuff for this than we've ever had.
Yeah. Whoa. And as we were like meeting about it, we were like, yeah, that's a good idea. And that's a good idea. And then, you know, sometimes when you come together at a meetings and you say like, all these things are great ideas. And then you kind of whittle it down. We were like, we're not whittling it down. This is our party. I get it all in one. I get a pony. I get in a bounce house. Like, we are going big for our birthday.
We got the petting zoo and the bouncy house and the face painting. We did it all. So I'm super excited to share with our community what we have coming for our birthday. So first, we have
– Have you ever seen – like, it's like when it's like when you leave a party with, like, a puppy. What I mean, like you go to like a big birthday party and you're like, their party favors is like a golden retriever.
Well, all the moms have to the moms have to outdo the other moms with the party favors. Like, I'm sending you home with a puppy. The parents are like, please God, no.
I feel like that's what we're doing. We're like, okay, so the party favors are going to be the best ever.
We're the super extra moms. Basically, we Pinterest the shit out of this and we went too much and all the other parents are going to hate us. So the first thing that we have for our birthday party that is a brand new item is our Dusty Rose collection, which I will let you talk about this because this is your baby.
I love soft things. I literally just live for soft things. Okay, Dusty Rose collection is arguably one of our softest leggings ever. I'd probably compare them to the Legend leggings. Legacy. I call them Legends in my house.
In my house, they're Legends.
Anyway, they're super, super soft. And these are more along the lines of athleisure, I would say. I do work out in them anyway because I just do like that soft thing. But I would say for athleisure, like wearing them around your house, wearing them to all of the grocery stores, going for walks in them, doing basically anything. But anyway, they have a scrunchy waistband. They're super freaking soft. Again, with the waistband, because like I adore this, it doesn't have the top band. So there's no way it's going to like cut into you and then make that like roll up top. It just goes flat. So that's one of my favorite things. Yeah, like it's one of my favorite things, especially with the like scrunchy waistband. I think it's super flattering for a lot of people. And then of course the shorts. Which I just live in shorts.
My favorite quote from you about the scrunchy waistband was like, I don't work this hard to have shorts giving me a muffin top. Like, get the fuck out of here with that. So, that waistband is really cute. It's really different than our other ones because it's definitely sits a bit lower. It's like a mid to low rise waist, which is sort of different than most of our leggings are high waisted. But these are cool. They really have a different feel to them. And although the softness is like the Legacies, what I like about these is that they're like a summer version of the Legacies. Like
they're lighter.
Wicked breathable. So Legacies are coming in leggings, capris, and shorts.
She means Dusty Rose.
I mean,
this is Angel Alexis. Jesus. You can see that room was going around. Oh my God. Like,
will they come in? Like, the legacies are retired and they're already wanting to kill me about that. So now I'm just like spreading false rumors. Dusty Rose is coming in leggings, capris, shorts in two lengths, 5 inch and 2.5, plus headbands, plus
the bra,
the strappy back bra. And it looks so freaking gorgeous in that strappy back. Oh God.
Especially because it's so, it's super soft. So it's probably the soft, it's 100% the softest bra we have so far. I've been wearing it with a bunch of things and it matches so much because Dusty Rose is that kind of like, I don't know, it's that like, it matches up with so much. And the Midnight Skulls were something I'd like recently paired it with that I was like, ooh, that looks good. Cause it brings out a part of that in the Midnight Skull. So anyway, it looks really awesome.
I don't have the bra yet. I'm really...
I saw you wearing the shorts and you went in the water in them and I was like, oh, why doesn't she have the bra?
I don't even have it yet. I can't even get my hands on any of these things because I'm like, if I take one, then someone won't have one that really wants one. mom guilt. So the other thing that we have coming in our birthday is a super exciting mystery retired legging. So how this is going to work is Mark wants me to say randomly selected because I think that gives like the best idea of what's been happening. But basically, you choose your size and we pick a random retired legging out of our collection that you cannot buy anymore. These are all leggings that have been discontinued. But here's the thing. We're moving, right? So we have some random boxes like left in the back of the warehouse from retired designs that didn't sell, but we sort of left over for exchanges and returns, and they're just sort of sitting there. Well, let's give them away. We don't want to move another box. So we're gonna give them away in this like random selection. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna select your size and we are going to select you a legging that or capri that you can no longer buy anymore, which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have been begging us to bring back a lot of these designs. And we can't bring back every design, but we can put them in a mystery box and roll the damn dice.
I kind of like a mystery box. I know that this gives a lot of people anxiety, but I kind of like...
I like a mystery box too.
Yeah, I don't like know.
You're going to wait until it gets there.
Because when you order something and it shows up, that's very exciting, but you know what it is.
Yeah.
Like when something shows up that you ordered and you don't know what it is, I don't know. I think that adds an extra layer of like online shopping, just happiness, pure bliss. So to give you some kind of an idea, because we have a lot of retired designs. Over 7 years, we've retired a ton of leggings. Yeah. So just to give you a general list, first of all, the Badass Reversible are the number one most sought after, I would say. They are going to be in the randomly selected list. So you may, if you order a randomly selected legging, you may end up with Badass Reversible, which is like a really good, if you haven't seen it, it's sort of got camo skulls on one side and the other side of it, it's two leggings in one, first of all, hello. And then the other side has like Badass written in red letters on the side of the leg. They're really cool leggings. We couldn't keep on carrying them, but somebody's going to get a chance to have those. We've got our gun strapped, which was a very popular legging for a long time. A lot of people didn't get to get their hands on them. And paint splatter, I think, would be probably the three most sought after.
I mean, I think I don't know. They're pretty much like we have 19 that are gonna be in the mystery box. So you have a chance to get any of those, but 19? Yeah, they're all. Freaking amazing. Like, and the paint splatter, and we have the paint ball too, which was like the newer version of those.
Those were pretty.
Yeah, which are also in there. We have like Anarchy, which was a really cool design for us because it had like a special meaning behind it. And I love the blue with the Anarchy. They're like blue and black and they're just a really pretty, I don't know, that like royal blue next to the black always gets me. I like that. We have the Graffiti in there, which are red and black. Those are amazing. Ombre Reversible, again, 2-in-1 leggings.
You gotta and love that.
I know. Every time you get them, you're like, yeah. So I love these, but I wore them already this week, so I'll just wear the other side.
I may have washed them. I may not have washed them. You'll never know.
You'll never know. I certainly am not telling.
I think one of the ones people will be really excited to hear that is in the mystery retired options are the purples, because I know that when those went in the face off against the Zenergies, they were definitely very sought after, but went quickly.
That was a close game.
But the dragons are all.
But the Zenergy are going to also be in there because both of those are retired. So they went into a face off together and they're both up for grabs in the mystery.
It's very exciting. I love Zenergies for the summer. Dragons, guys, there are dragon scale leggings in the mystery. You have a chance to get dragons if you haven't got your hands on them before, or if you've sized out of yours. That's another thing that I'm really happy to be able to do this, is because a lot of people that have some of these older designs, but sized out of them, like worked really hard, went down a size in leggings, and now they're just staring at these beautiful leggings being like, oh, I love you, but you fall down.
And I had them. I had you, but now I can't wear you anymore.
So it's kind of cool that you can order your new size and get a chance to get some of these, the ones that are discontinued. Mermaids are in there. Our original comic books are in there. One of the ones that people haven't seen much, because it was one of our earliest designs, is our colorful skulls. They sort of look like Mardi Gras. Like, those are really cool leggings. Those are going to be in there. It's 19 leggings. There's 19 freaking leggings in there. I mean, it's a grab bag. It's going to be the best party favor ever.
Yeah. And ones that have been just in the face-offs, but were super close, but didn't outperform some of the other ones, like the Fiesta skulls, the Cotton Candy skulls. Those are both in there, and they lost the face-off to the Midnight skulls, but all three were super popular, but we could only keep one. So if you didn't get those at the time, you have a chance to get those too.
19. Cool. I'm so excited for everyone to just have the, you know, I just think it's really exciting to be able to have a chance at these older. And, you know, when something's like retired, it sort of makes you feel like, wow, like I got my hands on something that, you know, nobody else can have anymore. So that's a cool feeling too.
And it's a cool look at our past 7 years, you know, like where our designs have come from, where they are right now, and like just taking a look back at like all of these things and like remembering like our first face off and you know, the introduction of the Zenergy in purple, which was like the high waistband and the gusset together, and we were like, oh yeah, we're gonna all the designs from now on are going to have these. Like, it's just a cool look back at our 7 years and being able to share that with our community who may not have been there all the 7 years. And some people are like, I found you at year 4 when this design was out. It's just like a cool birthday thing for us.
I love it. So the other thing that we can announce today on this podcast, because we have some things that we have been shushed on. But the other thing that we have is shorts. Guys, we hear you. You've been begging for more shorts. I don't even have all the shorts because I'm literally just like holding myself off so you guys can have everything you need. But we know you need new shorts. So we are coming out with 3. That's 1, 2, 3 new shorts designs on our birthday. We are going to have, of course, our 2 lengths, our 5-inch and our 2.5-inch booty shorts. We are coming out with knockout shorts. oh, ow. Those are like, those are so cute in shorts. I mean, they're very popular in leggings, but like the shorts, oh my God, so cute. Dragon shorts. I repeat, dragon shorts. One of our most popular legging designs in shorts. I don't even know. I can hear the screaming. It's really loud. And then, of course, your favorites.
Yeah, the tie-dye shorts. I've had these, oh man.
So for a year, maybe?
More than that. The when we came out with the first tie-dye design, I had got them in shorts because I'm the shorts lady. I just wear shorts all year round. But I got them in shorts to start out with when the design came out. But at the time, I wasn't done designing our new shorts, so they were kind of in the preliminary trial of that pattern, but not in like the full design that we have now, like the perfected short and the shorts feel. And if you guys have our shorts, you know what I'm talking about. This is soft.
Perfection takes time.
Perfection takes time. And the earlier designs, like I had to make so many changes to them because they were like squeezing the thighs or rolling or like doing different things. So I've had these for a while in different like mock kind of trials with these. And everyone's been like, we need those. And finally we got them for everyone in the right design of our shorts in tie-dye. So I'm super excited about those. I just think that when it comes to like knockouts and tie-dyes, they're pretty like bright colors. That just looks really good in shorts next to your like skin right away. It just makes you look a little more color. I don't know. I like always go for a little bit brighter on the shorts because I'm like, this is going to make me look tan.
And it's so fun. It's so fun. Those are some of our most fun designs. And now being able to offer them in shorts, and we desperately need to offer our girls more shorts because they can't get enough of them. So three new designs of shorts.
Ready with those too. You
know? Yeah, guys.
Okay. If you want to get them, just be ready.
Seriously. You got to have your trigger finger ready. And I know that you guys are so good about this and you set your alarms for the releases and like you're on top of it, but you might want to really be on top of it if you want any of these three shorts because like I'm talking about like have your cart preloaded and stuff because these – yeah, they're gonna really go.
If you want them, just preload your cart.
Yeah, that would be my suggestion. I'm not thinking these are gonna make it very far into the day. I think they're gonna be sold out pretty early in the morning. So get there right away if you want shorts. And then we also have, oh my God, there's three more announcements, but we can't see them. We can't see him. I begged Mark. I was like begging him. Can we just have just the podcast girls? That's it. Like our best friends. It's only the podcast girls. Absolutely not. You're going to ruin everything. All my surprises. Like Mark wants to throw the surprise birthday party and I just want to throw the one where like everybody gets a pony. So we're on two different pages.
That's exactly what it is. I don't like to be surprised so much. I want to know what I'm getting. I want to be able to plan. I want to be able to picture myself in it. It's like, you remember when we threw you – well, when I threw you a surprise birthday party once, but I was like – I talked to Mark like long before and I was like, so she needs to be able to have an outfit and like know that it's going to be like a dressed up thing and like look like have an on point outfit so that she's not like, oh, I just showed up and now I'm at my surprise birthday party and I don't have my perfect outfit.
I can't say thank God for you, girl, because you know what? The sisters that throw their sister a surprise party and don't give them the heads up to like plan like a really cute outfit and make sure hair and makeup is done, those are not good sisters. Don't have your back.
I don't want to show up at my surprise anything with like no mascara on and like just like walking in like, oh, I'm just going to your house, and then people are like, surprise, and I'm like,
no, this is no fun. Now I'm mad. I'm going home and I'm getting ready and I'm ordering something. I'll be back here next week when I'm ready. I'll
be back here next week and you all can come back and I'll take your pictures then.
So I begged and I begged and I begged, but I can't tell you what the three other things are, but I will tell you they are products you've never seen before. Is he going to edit that out? I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Don't silence us.
You don't. You can't silence me. You've never seen these things before. They are amazing. You're going to love them. Three more announcements for products
that are going to.
This is the biggest birthday party we've ever thrown. This is the only birthday party we've ever thrown. And we decided
we're going to throw a birthday party. You go big, Rachel.
Make her go home, and I'm going big. So I hope you are as excited as we are, but really at the end of the day, this birthday party is about a massive celebration with our community about a really small, really startup, really hardworking business being able to make it to year 7. It's an amazing milestone. We would be nowhere without our community, without all of the support that you guys have given us. And we will continue to give back to you in every way possible because you mean everything to us. And all of our success is because of you believing in us and giving us a chance. So we just want to say thank you so much. And go you too, Kelsey.
Go
your hard work got us here too. So freaking hell yeah for you. Like,
go you.
This is a lot of work that's led up to this. I mean, this is like working like 16-hour days. This is working every single night. This is leaving lucrative careers to say like, okay, I'm going to take a chance with CVG. Like, this is a really big deal that we've made it this far. And I just want to say thank you to you.
I want to say thank you to you. We're doing it.
We did it.
We're doing this thing and we get to bring our community with us. So I'm just like, I'm super excited. I love party favors. I love to share celebrations more than anything else in the world. So like, this is my favorite thing.
And we're the good sisters that will make sure you're looking good for the birthday party. Yes. You've got all this nice swag to make sure that you show up looking right. It is July 15th. Mark your calendars, put your stuff in your car early, and thank you so much for all your support over the past 7 years. We love you.
Love you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Thick Thighs Save Lives podcast. If you'd like to join our movement, head over to the Facebook group and take part in our free weekly workouts for a chance to win some badass gear. Search Fitness Programming by CVG on Facebook. We're in there every day. It's a perfect place to get in touch with us. This podcast is made possible by Constantly Varied Gear, so be sure to check out constantlyvariedgear.com. See you next week. Crush your goals.